When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
Home Club for details.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM here in Accra. Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM. We are on myjoyonline.com, live in all 16 regions. We are on Bederin FM in Bumkrugu. We are on Radio Somali in Wa, Jubilee FM in Keta. We are live on X Spaces. We are on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol. Your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol is always a delightful experience. In this edition, SeaTag members remain defiant in spite of threats of salary freezes. They say they are ready to forfeit in their August salaries in their quest for better conditions of service.
Embarked on this strike, we knew that this is one of the strategies the employer was going to use. So we are ready, or we were ready for it. It has even motivated and gingered most of our tutors. They should even take the August salary in addition.
Meanwhile, the over 6-week action is disrupting the academic calendar, sending many students home.
As I speak, most of the students have gone home.
Well, this strike has been very, very terrible to students. We are trying hard in the classroom. It's not the same as the tutors being in there and then helping us out.
Also this afternoon, former chairman of the Interministerial Committee on Mining, Professor Kwabena Frimpong-Boateng, claims Professor President Akufo-Addo was fully informed of illegal mining challenges as he criticizes Vice President Dr. Bawumia's sector plans as poorly thought through.
And even before I wrote a report, every now and then when I had issues, I inform the president. You know, and the other suggestion, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, we have to forget about it. Let's not discuss it. It's not workable.
But is he still a member of the NPP?
Yes, I'm still a member of the NPP, but not NPP in this present configuration.
Why?
It's different from the NPP I knew.
I also take you live to Komenda in the central region. Residents there accusing President Akufo-Addo of failing to fulfill his numerous promises to operationalize the Komenda sugar factory.
Well, Sports Minister Mustapha Yusuf says the ministry cannot accept responsibility for the 11 para-athletes who absconded in Norway.
And with less than 6 months left in office, President Akufo-Addo humorously recalls the numerous challenges and opposition he faced while implementing his flagship programs.
You helped me put them to shame.
That's and more in this afternoon's edition of the Midday News. I am Emefa Apau. Please do stay on for details. Many thanks for your company. This is your home of independent, fearless and credible journalism. We're digging now in members and leadership of Colleges of Education Teachers Association of Ghana. SeaTag remain defiant in spite of threat of salary freezes by their employers. This afternoon, they remain resolute in their over 6-week action and are willing to forfeit not only their July, but their August salaries in addition in their push for better conditions of service. Despite GTEC salary freeze directive, the teachers are willing to stay out of the classrooms until their demands are met. We know the strike began on June 14 and has already caused significant disruption to the academic calendar at the teacher training colleges, with most students leaving campuses as we speak. Let's head to the various campuses now and find out what exactly the situation is. I'll start off from the Greater Accra region, where my colleague Kenneth Jesse has spent most part of the morning in many of the colleges here in the Greater Accra region. Kenneth, tell us what the situation there in terms of where you've been.
Well, there's a sharp contrast between what I've witnessed here today and the last time I was here. The last time I was here, you could see students gathered in groups, either conversing or studying. But today, it is different. Virtually no student was in sight. We had to go closer to some of the dormitories to be able to get students to talk to. And they told us that majority of their colleagues have left for their homes due to their uncertainty of when the strike will be called off. Now, they say, just like their colleagues that have left, they too have run out of money and are worried about how their academic activities will be distorted when the strike is eventually called off.
As I speak, most of the students have gone home. A few of them are on campus and trying to put themselves together to ensure that they get something out of the book. And as I speak, the hardship with the students is continuing each day. As you rightly said, today marked the 41st day after the strike. And I believe that the negotiation between the SITAC and then the government has to be made as I speak. Level 400 students are renting outside campus, and you know, the whole of the 41 days after the strike, we have spent our money and then even the renting, meaning if they should come back and then there will be adjustment in the semester, that means that we're going to incur more cost on our rent and then our feeding staffs.
So that's the situation in the Greater Accra region. Let's head to the Ashanti region now. My colleague Nana Buache Dankwa-Iedom, he's been monitoring this action since inception. He joins us on the line. Nana Buache, what's been the situation? What can you report from where you've been?
So, MFA, we have been to two colleges of education, the Wesley College of Education and then the St. Louis College of Education. And then, per observation, the strike is really biting hard on these campuses that we've visited so far. And final year students are bearing the brunt because they have to write their final examination in September. But then in this case, they are contemplating as to whether or not the affiliate institutions will allow them to write their final year examination. In this case, if you absent yourself from class for 21 days, you would not be able to write your final year examination. That's the policy of the affiliate universities. But then CSAC has been on strike for more than 21 days. And so these students, final year students, are contemplating as to whether or not they would be able to write their final year examination, pleading on the authorities and leadership of CSAC to bring out a resolution.
I beg your pardon. And that's Nana Buache Dankwa-Iedom there speaking to us from the Ashanti region. Now, let me take you to the central region, a region where many has described as a citadel of education. And my colleague, Eric Asante, will join us shortly. But he's been interacting with some students about the situation.
Telling the government and the authorities to do something about the ongoing strike, because it's having a great and a huge impact on we, the teacher trainees. For example, the academic calendar has come to a standstill, and students are so confused, and we don't know what to do. So we are pleading on the government to come to our aid.
Well, this strike has been very, very terrible to students. And then although we are trying hard in the classroom, it's not the same as the tutors being in there and then helping us out. So most of the topics we've folded the pages in because we don't really understand them. Well, lots of students are going home because there is nothing they'll be doing on campus. So the campus is very desolated.
So some students there in the central region interacting with our central regional correspondent. But what really is the situation now in terms of negotiations between CTAG and their employers? We'll also be hearing from Prinkov shortly. That's the Conference on Principals of the Colleges of Education. Professor Samuel Atintono, this issue was topical yesterday on PM Express. We've been hearing from the students and those involved in this. But let me bring in Fidelis Kamai. He's a member of CTAG's National Communication communications team, thankfully joins us on the line. We are grateful for your time here, Fidelis Kamai. So really, what's the position of CTAC in all this? Because we're hearing that at least you should go back, then at least negotiations will continue. But it appears that you remain defiant in all this. To what end, Fidelis? Okay, so it doesn't look like we have Fidelis Kamai there on the phone, but we've been interacting with him. We can listen.
Before we embarked on this strike, we knew that this is one of the strategies the employer was going to use. So we are ready, or we're ready for it. And when the directive was issued, it has even motivated and gingered most of our tutors, and they're saying that they should even take the August salary in addition, because until all the arbitral awards are complied with or implemented, they can go ahead and continue to freeze their salaries. So if you ask me, though I might be affected, but I have psyched myself psychologically and I'm ready for it.
So even if this takes a year, you are not ready to batch?
We don't foresee that this will take a year, because the academic calendar is going to be hugely affected. We have students in final year who have one more semester left for them to complete. And we have also started selling admission forms for new level 100s to be admitted. So if you look at all these things, it will not augur well for the educational system in the country. So our employer will not go there. Okay, so when we got the information that our July salary was going to be stopped or was not going to be paid, council had an emergency meeting, and it was directed that all other services should be withdrawn, which we have effectively communicated to our employer through our principals. So yesterday, at the instance of the Minister of Education, he called for a meeting inviting our national executives. And then in that meeting, we also had GTEC, Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, Minister of Employment and Labour Relations representative, and Fair Wages Commission. So we had a meeting, and then they brought a number of proposals concerning the issue at hand. And we are yet to table the proposals to our council one more time. Then whatever decision the council takes, then that will want to be communicated and to be done.
That's Fidelis Kamai, a member of CTEC's National Communications Team, now president of the Conference of Principals of the Colleges of Education. Professor Samuel Atintunu says the freeze on teachers' salaries cannot be reversed.
But once the letter has come, there hasn't been any letter yet, so we have not processed.
Okay. And once you get a letter, you will comply, you will not process.
But based on the engagement we have, I hope, and as I said, I have appealed to them, we have had fruitful engagement, so we're waiting to see the rest of the outcomes, then we'll see what to do. With what happened today, I'm also positive that the minister could also have a second look at that. Because we got a letter from GTEC. In fact, it was GTEC that wrote a letter to us, and not until GTEC rise again, I think we cannot do the reverse.
Well, that's Professor Atintunu there, speaking on PM Express last night. Now, former chairman of the Interministerial Committee on Illegal Mining, Professor Kwabena Frimpong-Mwating, says President Akufo-Addo was fully aware of the challenges his committee faced in addressing the menace of Galamsey, but did very little to solve it. Professor Mwating is currently in court accused of defaming some people he mentioned in his report, including cousin of the president, Gabi Asari-Otjiadako, whom he accused of helping Imperial Mining Company undertake illegal mining in his report to the president. Professor Frimpong-Mwating on the Pulse on the Joy News channel told my colleague Elton Brobe that interference from some people in government thwarted the effort of the committee.
But my job was to draw attention of leadership to that thing. So I wrote a report. Mm-hmm. And even before I wrote a report, every now and then when I had issues, I informed the president, when the Forestry Commission was given out for forest reserves for mining purposes. I wrote a report, with the letters, all the details. And the president called Sir John. He was alive then, and I confronted him with these things. But I don't want to know, I don't want to go into the details of what happened. Mm. So we had problems, and at every step, they were informed about what was happening. And finally, I wrote a report, and which is now, I'm in court because of the report that I wrote. Some people think that I have defamed them, and so they've sent me to court.
So will you say that you failed in that responsibility?
No, I didn't fail at all.
But the river bodies are still as clear as possible.
I'm not the policeman. I'm not the court.
So the way forward should be what? I mean, is it the fact that we had leadership that was not interested in helping deliver on the mandate that we
I don't want to talk about what I'm saying here.
But as we head towards the election, two issues have come up. The NDC is saying that they will invest $500 million in dealing with the effects of illegal mining on our environment. I've heard Dr. Mamadou Bawumia will put out this plan, which says that they are also going to even set up a bank to help people who will have license granted them to undertake small-scale mining to go to this bank, assess loan, so that they can mine on their own without bringing in foreign nationals to help them mine. The essence of this, according to him, is to ensure that the mining sector is regulated. These two issues, are these workable plans?
No, it will be good to reclaim the land and do many things, but $500 million will be woefully inadequate.
Dollars?
Oh, yes. You need billions of dollars to do that. We estimated when I was there, we did some estimates with EPA and so on. It will run into billions and billions of dollars. And the other suggestion, I don't want to talk about it. We have to forget about it. Let's start discussing. It's not workable.
Well, he spoke on a wide range of issues, an interview you ought to catch on our social media platforms. But the key question that was put to him also was whether he's still a member of the governing New Patriotic Party. Listen.
We are here in Ghana. We know them. Some of them don't see the truth. Some of them are not knowledgeable. Some of them are arrogant. Some of them are immoral and so on. And these are the people we are going to vote for. And so we think when they come to rule us, to do the right thing. No.
But your verdict is very serious, Prof. Immoral, liars, incompetent. These are people who want to lead this country.
But generally, this is how it is. You are making a straight face as if what I've said is not true.
My job is to ask the questions.
Yes.
Somebody's asking whether you are still a member of the MPP.
Which one?
Yeah, somebody's asking whether you are still a member of the MPP.
Yes, I'm still a member of the MPP, but not MPP in this present configuration.
Why?
It's different from the MPP I knew.
So you wait for this leadership to leave so that you can reactivate your membership in the party?
Well, do you have to go there today?
Oh, it's just a question, Prof. It is a question, Prof. A question that people are interested in getting the answer.
No, I subscribe to the ideas of the UPA tradition, but the MPP in this present configuration is not very attractive to me.
That's Professor Kwabena Frimpong Mwatin there speaking to my colleague Elton Brobe on the Pulse on the Joy News channel this particular interview.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Interview is available on all our social media platforms, also on myjoyonline.com. Let me take you to Parliament now. And on Tuesday, the Finance Minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, presented the mid-year budget review, which will be the last for the Akufo-Addo administration. And already, there are controversies about the debate and when it should start and who should start it. Yesterday, we had the majority leader throw a challenge to the minority side to impress upon their flag bearer, John Dramani Mahama, to engage in a debate with Dr. Mahama. Mahmoud Bawumia. And of course, it followed with a press conference organized by the minority, also throwing a challenge to Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia to engage or participate in this particular mid-year budget review, with the minority also lining up members of their debate team. My colleague, Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kwekwa Sante, joins us on the line. Let's get details of what exactly is happening in Parliament when it comes to the debate on the mid-year budget review. Kweku, tell us more.
Well, MFR, the debate or commenting, as the standing orders would rather ask us say, was expected to start first thing this morning, but when Parliament started proceedings, the majority leadership opted to first consider some two bills, the Affirmative Action Bill and Social Protection Bill that are currently before the House. According to them, it is their view that that be considered for the first 2 hours before the commenting would happen. But of course, their minority leadership did not agree to that. They're from government, Kwame Agbodia, who said Ghanaians were really itching to hear from parliamentarians to debate or comment on the media budget review statement to flesh out the details and all the hidden gems in it. For which reason, Adongo is going to lead them to debate, and they were ready. And so they were not in support of that idea that the debate should be postponed for the next 2 hours. But there was some back and forth for almost 30 minutes before the majority leader himself was able to impress on the minority leadership to agree for the House to start considering these two bills and debate the media budget review at 2 p.m.
That's Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Kwekwa Sante. And of course, at 2 p.m., we'll head back to Parliament for all the action. We'll be on the Joy News channel. Now, let me take you to the court. And Chief of Defence Staff of the Ghana Armed Forces, Lieutenant General Thomas Opompipra, is expected to testify to circumstances surrounding the discharge of the third accused in the ambulance trial, Richard Jakpa, from the Ghana Armed Forces. We know there was a representative last week from the Ghana Armed Forces, but that was not enough for Richard Jakpa's side. And it follows another subpoena served on him. They asked the court to give the chance to the Chief of Defence Staff to actually appear before them. We also know that the former Health Minister, Alex Sebefia, is also expected in the court. Let me bring in Legal Affairs Correspondent Latif Idris. He's in court for Joy News. Latif, is the trial underway? What can you report?
MFA, it's a no-show today. We got to court only to know that the court is not sitting on the particular case today. So Alex Sebefia and the CDS are not going to show up in court today. We wait to see if they would show up next week. And for your information, legal vacation is just looming around the corner. And so we wait to see what happens next week.
That's a Latif Idris. I was really eager to hear more from Parliament. Let's take a quick break here on the Midday News, live on Joy 99.7 FM. In Accra, Kumasi, we are on Love 99.5 FM. We are on myjoyonline.com, live in all 16 regions. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol, your clean fuel in full quantity. Petrosol is always a delightful experience. We've been focusing on SeaTag members remaining defiant in spite of threats of salary freezes. They say they are even ready to forfeit their August salaries in their quest for better conditions of service. We return from the break. We focus on sports, and residents of Komenda in the central region are accusing President Akufo-Addo failing to fulfill his numerous promises to operationalize the Komenda sugar factory. And with less than 6 months left in office, President Akufo-Addo humorously recalls the numerous challenges and opposition he faced while implementing his flagship programs.
Thank you, you helped me put them to shame.
This is what the Olympics is all about.
Get closer to split-second wins. Closer to history in the making.
He's a marvel.
Closer to your champions.
The greatest athletic achievements of all time.
Get DStv to get closer to the 2024 Paris Olympic Games from 26 July to 11 August with 9 dedicated channels for the best coverage of every medal and every podium moment. On Supersport, on DStv, your home of entertainment.
Budgets are tight and money difficult to come by. You want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a Petrosol station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants, and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity.
The luckiest
star 712
Luck is everywhere.
And now for four, a dialing *712# hash and found no regrets. A side comma investors are a striking goal. A comma health workers are a diagnosis you lack with precision. A side comma that tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. They say a comma passionate farmer or also entering containing a joy. A thing to the seamstresser or turning a hard end stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, a comma, if you say your next big win is right here.
*712# and join the luckiest winning celebration. From the 1st of July 2024, dial *712# to keep buying tickets as a group, individual, or even as a community. Win loads of cash and prizes in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024. Unlock your luck with *712#. Join the winning streak now.
The luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest.
Thanks for staying with us on the Midday News. Time for sports. Mr. Achu is in the studios. What do we have?
Well, the sports minister, Mustapha Yusuf, says the ministry should not be blamed and cannot accept responsibility for the 11 para-athletes who posed as national team members. The coach, Jemfi Jesse, has passed away. One other athlete has been arrested, and the minister says that trip was not sanctioned by his ministry.
We were not aware about any, and the team that went wasn't also representing Ghana, as it has been reported in some of the media. So the Norwegian authorities, that's the embassy, to never even had opportunity. Normally, even the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, we don't issue letters directly to any of the embassies. We'll write to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, for Ministry of Foreign Affairs to then work on our behalf to any of the specific embassies or missions. The Norwegian authority who issued the visas to the athletes didn't see it prudent to even verify from the ministry, because to see whether these are athletes, genuine athletes or not. So to your question, whether I take responsibility, I'm sorry, I can't.
That was Mustapha Yusuf, the sports minister.
Thank you very much, Achu. Now, residents of Komenda in the central region are accusing President Akufo-Addo of failing to fulfill his numerous promises to operationalize the Komenda sugar factory. According to the residents, their frustration is over government's decision to import raw and unrefined sugar after neglecting the factory for 8 years. And the following features editor Richard Kujonyako reports that in addition to the initial $35 million investment, government claims to have invested over 50 million cedis in the Komenda sugar factory.
The type of sugar we can grow here, all those things were not properly organized. Nancy,
President Akufo-Addo making a promise to the people of Komenda. That was 5 years ago.
By April, production will have begun of the sugar factory.
President Akufo-Addo promising the people of Komenda again when the chiefs of Komenda paid him a visit at the Jubilee House, and yet another promise in 2021.
By the first quarter of 2022, factory is going to start running again.
And another one in 2022. Other promises have been made to the people of Komenda by the president, but each time their hopes are dashed.
So many years.
President Akufo-Addo
second 4 years.
Consistent.
Also,
lying to us.
And the last 4 years,
he deceived.
He deceived us
in his second term as well. They have wasted the land. We could have used it to build a mansion. It is better than leaving it in the state in which it is now. People feel that the Komenda Sugar Building is a deity.
Since 2015, we swapped now. Meanwhile, what's my property?
That's the Komenda Sugar Factory. That's a feature put together by our features editor, Richard Kujonyako. And you can watch it also on the Joy News channel. On January 7, 2025, President Akufo-Addo will step down from office after serving an 8-year term. He will be credited for the implementation of the Free Senior High School Program and other flagship programs. Well, today, he recounts with laughter the opposition he faced with most of the programs when members of the local organizing committee of the All Africa Games called on him at the Jubilee. Billy House.
As always in Ghana, and especially in my time, whenever I'm going to do something, there are some Jeremiahs who say it's not possible. You see, to actually, but you help me put them to shame.
That's President Akufo-Addo. Now, if you are among those calling for the scrapping of the COVID-19 health recovery levy, you may be disappointed as uncertainty surrounds its future, with Deputy Finance Minister Abnor Seasari justifying its collection. While data released by the Ministry of Finance in April 2022 showed that an amount of 773 million cedis was realized from the levy within the first 8 months. Well, there's more in this particular report put together by my colleague Maxwell Agbagba.
Government will thus continue to pay the electricity bill.
President Akufo-Addo announced in April 2020 a free utility package for the vulnerable in the country to lessen the negative impact caused by COVID-19 following a lockdown. The 2021 budget proposed a 1% COVID-19 health recovery levy as a result of spending emanating from the COVID-19 pandemic. The then Information Minister Kojo Opon-Nkrumah mentioned in an interview with Evans Mensah why it was necessary.
Can we continue to accommodate this COVID black hole in this already widening gap of our finances? Or do we have to introduce a revenue handle that can take care of why we need to ensure that we all pay that 1% extra so that we can continue to provide those services for the people of Ghana and protect lives and livelihoods?
But 3 years after its collection, many business owners and individuals are calling for the scrapping of the COVID-19 health recovery levy, saying it has increased the cost of doing business and brought untold hardship on them. Yes, President of the Ghana Union of Traders Association, Gota, Dr. Joseph Obeng.
We are talking about the 1% COVID levy to be removed.
Listen to some Ghanaians who want the government to show accountability. They also want it scrapped.
And the levy is so much on the country. In this economy that we are in now, it should be scrapped off. I think the e-levy can cover that side. He's already taking e-levy. Now there's no COVID-19, as declared by WHO. There's no COVID-19 in the system, so I don't think we are supposed to be taking pay for this.
But a deputy.
Well, we'll get to hear from the finance minister, the minister of state at the finance ministry, Abnor Seasari. This evening, he will be on PM Express Business Edition with George Uyafe. Maxwell, we have latest figures on the COVID-19 recovery levy. Tell us more.
So the data available ends at August 2023. And since it is its inception in May 2021 to August 2023, the levy has yielded 3.72 billion Ghana cedis. So 3.72 billion Ghana cedis from May 2021. To August 2023. Now, 2021, that's May to December, we had 775.9.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.